understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Glad you can be with us here on a Tuesday. I just figured something out.
Oh.
Well, okay, and it took me a day to figure it out. You know, I always complain.
You're on delay.
How, huh?
You're on delay.
I'm on delay?
You're a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I am on delay. See, they're right there. More again. I always freeze in the studio. And again, we've talked about, everybody knows by now that our thermostat is controlled by the Stan and Haney studios across the hall. And after about 4 o'clock each day, it really turns into overdrive and really just freezes me out. I'm sitting here wearing a hoodie on a 90 degree day,
it's
as
ridiculous.
You all know. Well, I just realized those two guys aren't here.
They're running best ofs.
They're
this
on
week.
Vacation this week, mm-hmm. running best ofs. So I just sat here and suffered yesterday. Just right now, I finally figured out, I'm like, well, I'm going over there and turning down the thermostat.
The first 2 hours of the show was very warm in here. It was like 73.
It's not too bad in here right now.
No, because I went and turned it down to 69.
Oh, you're the culprit.
Well, it's usually down to 66.
It's 67, right? It was 67.
No, I turned it down to 69.
I cranked it up to 71. It's going to get toasty in here.
See what happens at 520.
Oh, just why can't you let me be?
Why can't you live?
By the way, I asked you to pull something up.
I got it.
So anyway, yeah. So now that I'm more, in fact, I can feel it right now. Starting to warm up. The blood's coming back into my fingertips. They're not purple anymore. It's nice.
Good for you.
I feel like a human.
Now, act like you've been there before.
What?
You're an embarrassment to cold. You've lived in the Midwest. I've lived in the North. We both experienced our share. You're an embarrassment to frostbite.
And we both moved south like crybabies, not wanting to deal with it ever again.
Yeah, but I've never complained about the temperature in the studio, except when it's gotten too hot.
Well, you're not human, first of all.
I am in my way.
You're always naked.
In my way.
Shorts, shirt.
Hey, why do you know most?
You go
naked?
Around your house in shoes
what
and underwear.
What is happening?
What? What do you mean, what is happening?
We've gone Pete in a Speedo and Naked Pete now in the last 25 minutes, and both brought up by you.
It's exciting.
Okay, I didn't bring it up. I asked him if he wore a Speedo because he said he was a high diver.
You brought it up.
No, I said
that's
it was
a very
diver.
Unnatural
a diver,
look
a
for a man
diver.
In a Speedo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that was the...
It's icky.
Well, I mean, no, if I had a body
look,
like that, I might...
It did.
Body
like,
it.
A body every like swimmer, you have to.
Like a real diver.
I wasn't.
Maybe
diver.
He was like Greg Louganis back then.
I was.
I don't get that reference.
Big shoulders,
tall,
tight abs,
very thin,
and
a lot of tight abs.
Said abs.
I will bring
right
in. I will bring in some pictures if I can find my old junior year in high school.
I believe you.
No.
I believe you.
I will not let my eyes burn to the scene in Indiana Jones because I looked at the devil coming out of the. Thing
what?
And my eyes bleed out of my head and I disappear into nothing.
I mean, when they opened up the Ark of the
Covenant,
that's
what I meant to say.
And
yeah,
but
that's
but
what that would was, that's what would happen to my eyes if I saw you in a Speedo. Miriam, don't look.
Remember that's when that scene came out.
Yes,
like I did not expect that. I remember everybody when they opened the Ark, you're like, oh, what's going to happen?
Spoiler
and there was
alert.
Nothing. And then.
People are ripping your Speedo on the text line.
I rip it.
Don't rip it.
It's hey, I'm talking. You
don't
know,
rip the Speedo.
1983, 84.
Keep everything contained.
Everybody, any high school or college, that's what you wear.
Not me.
Sorry.
Not me. If I was on the diving team in high school, yeah. I'd be wearing the trunks down to the kneecaps.
No trunks.
I'd be wearing the Michael Jordan shorts diving off the
board.
Do
you ever swim competitively at all? There's no swim trunks.
Marco Polo.
That's not competitive
swimming. That was pretty competitive, and we were swimming.
I was competitive. I'm like Chris, but I didn't,
no,
I didn't no, swim
yeah,
competitively.
No, you did, but you peaked, didn't you? If you were it, you peaked.
Peaked?
Oh, peaked.
Yeah, peaked. Like peaked. Like open your eyes.
Oh, yeah, I cheat all the time.
Oh, there you go.
Especially when I play with my kids. They could never figure out how I dominated.
How do you know?
Dad is so fast. How can he reach us?
Oh, there's so much sports.
Oh, yeah. Tua's going to be starting.
Let me do a sports center.
Time now for a sports center rundown. Here's Dolphin fanboy, Chris.
Rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will take over as the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback beginning week 8 against the Rams. That, according to Adam Schefter and pretty much everybody else under the sun. Now the Dolphins currently on their bye week. It'll give Tua 2 weeks to prepare for the transition. Game 1 of the World Series tonight, starting at 7:30 on 99.3 ESPN. Watch it on Fox on your TV. The home Dodgers, they're the home team, they're going to go with Clayton Kershaw. The Rays will hand the ball to Tyler Glasnow. And Champions League action today, Barcelona, Man U, and Juventus, all winners.
Bill in Naples says, are you guys old enough to have swam naked in gym class?
No.
You know what?
Hold on. We can't do this.
Hold on, let
Craig finish. I know where he's going with this.
No.
Not me. I have heard this before from old time people of the next generation older
How
than me.
How can that be legal?
We didn't worry about such things back then, apparently.
What?
That was before my
genitalia?
Time.
Genitalia?
My old partner confirms what Craig is saying on the radio. Glenn Ordway was a little older than me, and we used to kid him constantly about his middle school youth days where they would have gym class naked in the pool. And that had to be...
I've heard this before.
And the... He's got to be... How old am I? 53.
He's gone.
So that had to be about really late 60s, early 70s. That was a thing.
I'm going to back this up.
And this wasn't... This was a public,
a regular school.
Obviously, the boys and girls weren't in the school together.
Yeah.
But.
Although.
In a pool together. Right. But, yeah, I have heard of that.
Nakedness.
He never
lived it
down.
All right, boys, strip them. Math class is over. It's time for gym.
Yep.
And by gym, I mean G-Y-M.
Oh, Lord. Yes, but I have heard that.
And it was just as startling to me when I heard it.
Yeah, I never knew it was a thing until, and he was, I think, 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
At 99.3 ESPN Radio on Twitter, we put a question up earlier today. Is it the right time for the Dolphins to turn to Tua? Just under 100 votes, 51.1% say yes. That would leave 48.9% to say no.
That's closer than I thought.
Well, because Fitzy's playing well.
He is playing. He's playing really well.
You're ahead of the Patriots. You're in place for the playoffs. If the season ended today, Finn's in. Patriots not.
The Finns would not be in the playoffs if it ended today.
Would they not?
I don't think so. Chris, back me up on this.
3-3, maybe not.
I don't think so.
Well, with the extra team, maybe.
Not with the seventh seed. I don't know. Southern Miss interim coach Scott Walden tested positive for COVID this morning. Reason why that's important, Liberty may get a forfeit. They're playing at Liberty on Saturday. Don't be messing with Hugh Freeze and my coach.
Hugh Freeze, there's probably some linear school of thought where you have him coaching the New York Jets.
When Dabo leaves for the Jets and he was going to coach Clemson.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I think that they probably promote DC Brent Venables to that spot.
Possibly.
But yeah, I mean,
does
probably.
He want that job? Brent Venables could have been a head coach years ago.
Yeah.
Does he take it?
No, because his kids are there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he hasn't left. His kids are there on the school, are on the team, and it's a pretty nice gig making what? 1.5, 1.8 a year?
Seriously, you get a free college education for your kids.
You don't talk to the media at all.
Yeah.
You wear your cool purple Clemson t-shirt all the time.
Right.
And your kids are on the team. By the way, Dabo Sweeney's kid was returning punts on Saturday against Georgia Tech.
They got on the field. Walk-ons got on.
It's amazing
Miami.
How that happens when you're up by 66 points.
Right.
Somehow.
That game blew open quickly. It was the 35-0 run in the second quarter for Clemson that really...
That'll do it. Yeah, because it was actually 7-0 Georgia Tech. Then it was 7-7. And then it was over. So, yeah. All right, I want to play this. Pete, do you have this dialed up?
Yep.
This bothers me. It bothers half of you. Some of you are not bothered by it. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman had a live mic moment that they didn't realize they were live before, not last night, but this is before the Green Bay-Tampa Bay game at Tampa on Sunday, a game in which Pete Shepard was supposed to go.
There you go. Wasn't my fault.
No. Many NFL games, of course, have the flyover with the military jets at the national anthem. I think it's awesome, whether it's at a Super Bowl or at a regular game, when they hit that last note of the national anthem And then the best of America flies over at about 130 decibels. It's fantastic. It's patriotic. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel proud to be an American. Here's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Sunday when the flyover was happening.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
Okay, but first of all, you're wrong, Troy. It's still going to happen. It's always happened, no matter who's president.
Biden, Kamala.
And by the way, it's Biden, Kamala, not Kamala Biden, even though she would tell you differently. Fact. I'm sorry. And how much jet fuel do you two clowns use on your private jets getting to Tampa this past weekend?
It's not taxpayer.
No. Well, okay, I did a little research. A little flyover like that costs about 60 G's.
Hmm.
And they would be training and flying anyway.
Anyway, yes.
With their, yeah. In fact, I pulled up a story from the Jacksonville newspaper because people in Jacksonville want to know before Jaguar games, who's paying for this? The money would be spent anyway under regular, is it Air Force or whoever, training. And so they take a detour over the city. That money would be spent anyway.
Yeah.
So pipe down with the taxpayer dollar line.
Yep.
Yeah, and I love it too. I think it's very patriotic. And I didn't hear it when they said it, although I'm starting to think more and more.
I don't think it made the actual broadcast. I think it was the open line on DirecTV or on the satellites. But you start to think more and more what?
I would think, no, I would, maybe, and I'm thinking more and more the only people that might have heard it is if you're watching Red Zone. Because right. Even if it was on DirecTV, because that game was national. I mean, I'm surprised it took that, but you might be right.
Yeah.
Because it didn't. It took this long for it to come out.
Yeah, I don't think everybody heard it.
Stop sending pictures.
It's not, please. Big Quinn, I'm about to ban you. I don't like seeing those kind of pictures.
The Triple Lindy thing, yes, I've gotten my whole life. Yes, a great scene by Rodney Dangerfield, by the way.
Who used to send us really good pictures on a regular?
Reese's Genius.
Reese's Genius. Where's Reese's Genius been?
He got back into it for a minute.
Is he still listening to the show? Did he move?
By the way, he was Reese's Genius because he put Reese's Pieces in his ice maker. So when he hit his ice maker in the door in the fridge, yeah. Reese's Pieces fell out. Which, by the way, leads me to another conversation that I had last night with myself. I sat on the couch for the entire second half of the Bills-Chiefs game, and I couldn't get that conversation we had about this time yesterday,
okay.
Halloween power ranking,
right.
Or Halloween candy power yeah. rankings.
Right.
Couldn't get it out of my head. So between games, got in my car, drove up to Walgreens, got myself the big bag of peanut butter M&Ms, and sat there and ate myself sick.
Did you really?
Polished off about 3/4 of the big bag.
That is such a Craig move.
I
used to do that before I lost all this weight. And I tell you, last night, I was running some errands before I came home, and there was an opportunity to buy a big-ass bag of candy, and I did. Normally, I would.
I went to the fridge, or I went to the pantry, and there were graham crackers there. Two of the kids like graham crackers. All good. So I thought, oh, maybe this will be the sweet note that'll curb this craving that I'm having right now. Didn't do it.
No.
Had 3 graham crackers.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
No.
Had to drive up and get the peanut butter M&Ms, and they were fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, good move.
Wow.
And again, you got it for you and nobody else in your family. That's your typical Christmas.
Everybody the whole asleep. Big bag? The whole big bag.
Yeah, the one with the resealable top?
Yeah.
3/4 of it, gone. Other quarter?
Really didn't need the resealable top at that point, did you?
That's well, I did lot. Because I didn't eat all of it. 3/4 gone, which leaves a quarter.
Will there be, are they still there? You think somebody's been eating them today while you're gone?
Actually, my family's going out to dinner tonight without me.
Oh, yeah?
So I think they're still going to be there.
So you're going to polish them the rest off tonight.
Yeah, they're going to a Mexican restaurant, so I'm going to have fajitas.
What if Sam had them for a snack? What if Sam had them for a snack today?
What's the net? Is this a half-pound bag?
Yeah, probably.
And you're going to knock them off in 24 hours?
What's
the total? I want total calories times serving.
I chose not to look.
I
actively avoided the nutritional section on the back of the bag.
I think you should check it out. And
but what I did do, which I was pretty proud of myself, is I made it last pretty much the entirety of the second game because I kept the bag over on the island.
You gotta get some exercise.
So I had to get up and go walk. So I figured I burned probably 17, 18 of the M&Ms off by just walking back and forth.
I mean, think about it. When you get up off the couch, you have to constrict your stomach muscles. That's like a crunch.
That is a crunch.
It is a crunch. You did like 18 crunches.
It's an ab workout.
It is. It's a P90X ab workout is what it is.
How about that? And I went peanut butter, so it's really not even bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And what makes the peanut butter M&M, and I agree with you, better than the Reese's Pieces? It's bigger. The peanut M&M is a little bigger, but the peanut butter tastes different. It tastes more like Reese's Pieces. I'm not a huge fan of. I like them, and I love Reese's peanut butter cups. And I love Reese's Minis, but peanut butter M&Ms greater than Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, easy.
The Reese's Pieces are a little sweeter than the M&M with peanut.
They're smaller.
If you can, and definitely smaller. So I wonder if there is more sugar in the candy coating of the Reese's Pieces versus the M&M.
Or more peanut butter artificial flavoring because it tastes more peanut butter.
Protein in the peanut butter as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty much had a power bar last night.
It's pretty much health food.
It's a power bar.
Yeah. Scott from Lehigh says, Chris, be a real man and just polish off the whole bag.
I tried to. My stomach was hurting.
In my prime, I could have done it. Did you have any alcohol, too? Because that's a hard combo, sugar and alcohol. Only I could pull
that's
that off.
That's a lot. That's why.
Well, they do make the peanut butter whiskey.
Which
Screwball?
One? Somebody had, Art the Bills fan, didn't he bring by liqueur candies the other day?
Well, it had vodka in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just vodka chocolate. Yeah.
It was dark delicious. Chocolate.
Which, where are those now, by the way?
Pete took them
home?
I took them, yeah.
All right,
it was too much for even me.
There's a few left.
I
had one and had a great show after
I appreciate the offer, but I didn't like them that much.
No, we have one or two before every I'm watching football. Everybody.
You still have them around?
Yeah.
That's the difference between your house and my house. If something good like that, I'm knocking that down.
You know.
No, I love the move to Tua.
yeah. It's about 50-50. Fins up, everybody.
Yep. The by the way, forget it.
Oh, Paulie.
Paulie from Philly. Two Monday night football games and game one of the World Series tonight, and my drive home is filled with day two of candy talk.
Well,
I wish I wasn't surprised.
Recap of yesterday.
Sorry, Paulie.
We went through everything already.
Yeah, go back and listen to the podcast. Yeah.
59 Cent Mad Dog 2020 said, Chris, your stomach is hurting from all those crunches, not from the candy inside the crunches.
Basically,
Your parents are always the deal. You're going to get sick if you eat too much candy. They're right.
You know what?
Again,
Captain America says, beer has hops. Hops are plants. Plants are in salad, so beer is salad. I love that. Text of the day right there.
Love the connection.
Good job, Captain America.
Love the connection.
Oh, here we go. Grand Poobah with the information.
An
18-ounce bag.
Oh, gosh.
2,640 calories. That's a little
less. How many grams of sugar, Grand Poobah?
So I probably polished off, 1,800 calories last night?
That's nothing.
That's a lot.
That's a day,
how many grams
that's a day's
of sugar?
Worth of calories?
That's a
2,000-calorie diet?
Yeah, that's not good.
So you doubled that. But a pound is it takes 3,500 extra calories to add 1 pound.
Okay, not that bad.
So if your body burns 2,000 calories a day, and then you're eating an extra 500 calories on top of that, take you about 5 days, 6 or 7 days to put on.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting to see how long you can do that math.
Second Father's Day says, a vodka candy count as drink during football? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Probably should. It's
it should
half a
not.
Shot. Yeah. Not, it's not even half a shot, but it's potent. I mean, it'll get
you taste it.
It'll get you.
Yeah. All right, so we all good? Tua starting for the Dolphins, and tonight game one of the World Series with Clayton Kershaw, so automatic Rays win. Are we good?
Doesn't Pete have a list for World Series game tonight?
Did you have a World Series list?
I thought you had some Clayton Kershaw numbers.
Did. I did.
Yeah.
Number two.
I can give him again.
Check out the podcast.
I do have a best passer ratings list for week six, which is 3, 4, 5, top 10.
I think Tua Fitzpatrick was in that.
Was he?
Was not.
Oh, maybe that's by the for the year.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that list when we come back.
Sounds good.
Buddy S says, I stay hydrated by drinking beer. I do believe beer is made up mostly of water.
95% water. And you're absolutely right, buddy.
Healthy.
Windex beer, the official plant of taking off your bra. No, he's got that all mixed up.
That's Coors Light.
Used to be.
It still is.
No, we don't air that commercial anymore.
The official beer when you need to take your bra off after a long day, right, Sheeman?
I hate you.
Right?
No, wrong. It's not. I don't subscribe to that commercial.
And there's more problems going on in Dallas, which I will tell you about.
Quarterback problems?
Two players have said the team, quote, is totally NFL Network's Jane Slater off the record. The team is totally unprepared. Quote, they don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. They just aren't good at their jobs.
That sounds like Mike McCarthy.
That's the players responding to the coaching staff in Dallas.
Usually what we were saying and thinking in Green Bay back in the day. All right, so problems in Dallas and Pete with a list. But first, I got to tell you about MyPillow Giza Dreams Sheets. You've heard me talk about these. These are phenomenal. I mean, I'm tired at the end of the day. I got to argue with these two lugheads all day long. I'm exhausted. My head hits the pillow of MyPillow, by the way. And I'm in there in my nice, crisp, clean, smooth sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. And I'm just, I'm asleep like that. The Mike Lindell has done it. This is the perfect set of products just for me so I can get some good sleep. Check them out, the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow.
Yeah, that's the world's best cotton called Giza. That's right. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Craig is so right. When you, it's like, I don't know, it's like being inside a York peppermint patty. Remember that commercial? It's like, oh, ooh, that's what it's like. My Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets, well, guess what? They come in a variety of sizes and colors. This, remember, all these products are not just for king-size beds, okay? Yep. They come in all different sizes and colors. And Mikey's making a special offer right now for our listeners. You'll receive 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping.
Yeah, I tell you what, here's how. There's two ways to get it, either via phone or the website. The website, MyPillow.com. How easy is that to remember? Here's their phone number if you want that, 800-665-3794. Either way, whether you do the website or the phone number, make sure you use our very special Sheeman and Shepherd code. That'll help us out with the promo code. They'll ask it for you on the phone or you type it in there on the website. It's ESPN 99.3. ESPN 99.3. That's our promo code. Whether you call the phone number 800-665-3794 or check them out at MyPillow.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd.
Favorite song.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. This is one of your favorite songs?
Oh, Coldplay, yeah. Yep.
Love. Not bad.
Viva La Vida.
It's a happy tune.
Love this song. Love this song.
They also use this for the theme song for Undercover Boss. Is that show still on the air?
Don't watch it. No, it's a good show. I got to watch that. It's a good show.
I watched a few back in the day.
It looks entertaining.
It's not bad. All right. I believe you had a passer rating list all fired up and ready to go.
Yeah, I get some. Yeah, and then we'll get some
other
NFL nuggets that I have for you as well.
All right. Hit me. We can do a list here?
Yeah, we do a list. Yeah.
All right. Let's do a list.
And now, a list.
10. Top 10 best passer ratings this past week. At number 10, Kyler Murray, 93.7.
He didn't even have a good game.
Number 6, Kyle Allen, 97.3. I mean, number 9. Number 8, Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben.
100.9.
Getting it done.
Number 7, Tom Brady, 104.9.
Tommy Brady.
Number 6 is Phillip Rivers at 105.4.
Phillip Rivers had a better passer rating than Tom Brady?
104.9 to 105.4. Ryan Tannehill.
Points? Yeah, how about that?
Ryan Tannehill at number 5, 122.4. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
Even better. A little bit. 124.3.
Garoppolo better than Brady.
Number 3,
still.
Patrick Mahomes. 128.4. Number 2, Matt Ryan. 136.6.
His best game of the year.
4 touchdowns and 371 yards. Number 1, Deshaun Watson, 138.9, 335 yards and 4 touchdowns for him.
How many incomplete passes did Tua throw? He should have been top of the list. Is there a minimum?
No, 2 for 2. Yes, there's a minimum.
Okay.
A couple other little nuggets here. New Orleans Saints season ticket holders, just as coming out 5 minutes ago. Saints season ticket holders will have access to 3,000 tickets for the October 25th Carolina home game, barring any change in local health and safety guidelines. Capacity will increase to 6,000 fans for both a November 15th San Fran game and November 22nd Atlanta home games. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, in partnership with the Saints, have agreed to phased and deliberate pilot approach, allowing fans to attend Saints games in Mercedes-Benz Superdome, beginning with this weekend's game against Carolina.
You think they were told, hey, we're going to Baton Rouge unless let us get some fans
exactly.
in here.
Exactly. They were negotiating with Baton Rouge to go play there. And
meanwhile, since Tua has been named the starter, the lowest-priced Rams at Dolphins tickets on StubHub for Tua's debut.
Yes.
$124 on Ticketmaster. Resale tickets at $118 for upper deck, starting at $349 for lower tier center.
Huh.
Those will go up.
Yes. While Chris played Coldplay, we got a guy wanting a nickname Coldplay. We've already named him Coldplay. Your nickname is stood next to Coldplay.
Wow.
You must have had a story where you were standing next to Coldplay.
He just texted it in. Said he saw Coldplay at the House of Blues in Orlando right before they blew up and got famous. It was awesome. I stood right next to them.
Okay.
Stood next to you have a nickname.
All right. Yeah, but Chris just gave it to him.
I just gave it to him. It's a brand. Yeah. It's the newest nickname on the show. Stood next to Coldplay.
Says you guys are awesome. I listen to you every day on the way home.
Thank you.
Working 4:30 so I can catch Wikipedia. I've won twice so far.
All right. Everybody beats Pete. Except
not true.
Today.
JB.
Not true.
JB did not watch football.
JB or B? No, JB.
JB.
Sorry. Caught myself.
I specifically said if you haven't watched football, don't call. He had his 20th anniversary and didn't watch any football. Now, he got one question right.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering how many people, and I'm really going to be interested in this market, how many people are going to watch the World Series. You would think this would be Southwest Florida, even in Fort Myers. That should be one of the higher markets, right?
Especially tonight. Not a lot else going on.
No.
Yeah.
No college games, right?
I mean, certainly in the Tampa market, it's got to be on fire. I mean, they're treated to the Lightning, Tom Brady, and the Rays. I mean, how good
it's
can this get?
It's unbelievable. I mean, embrace it because it is rare you get a city that can qualify for three championships. It's hard enough to get one. When you're in contention for three, wow.
Good times rolling. Don't worry. They'll be asking you to pay for a new stadium after this. Mark my words.
They're not doing it. They're going to be the Montreal Rays and the Tampa Montreal Rays.
That plan is not feasable. That will not happen.
But makes sense.
The story I talked about earlier, Packers president Mark Murphy revealed information during a virtual pep rally that the team held before playing the Bucs on Sunday. During the interview, Murphy was asked what might happen if the postponement starts to impact the postseason schedule. He said, "We could move the Super Bowl back as far as 4 weeks. Obviously, we prefer not to do that, but you do have the flexibility if we run into a number of outbreaks with different teams or if we have to kind of move the schedule back." And they have said the league could push back the games back 4 weeks, which means the Super Bowl 55, which is currently scheduled for February 7th in Tampa, could conceivably be held on February 14th, Valentine's Day. Oh, that would piss off a lot of women. Valentine's Day Super Bowl. February
24th. What are you
gonna do? It could be February 14th, February 21st, February 28th, or March 7th. But the game to be played March 7th would obviously have to be a worst case scenario. But after what the league's been through so far this season, it's not being ruled out. And they probably want to avoid Valentine's Day.
Well, here's your solution.
But, the 21st is President's Day, or the 22nd is President's
Day.
That's
always been my contention. Yeah. Have it President's Day weekend. Make it a three-day weekend for everybody. If I was the ruler of the world, that's what I'd do. Now, regarding Valentine's Day, if that's when it is, look, you just go all out on Saturday the 13th. Say, all right, honey, happy Valentine's Day, whatever you got to do. And then you're free on Sunday to watch the Super Bowl.
Give roses on the 15th when they're, 50 cents a piece.
Or that, even better.
But February 21st, Craig, is on your calendar. That's the day before President's Day. So
yeah,
that's
how
Sunday.
I would do it. That's how I would do it. And I would keep that there permanently, by the way.
Did you take President's Day off that day?
Well, no, I would.
Would we work?
Do we get it off as a company holiday?
Yes.
Yes.
We got to be on the air the day after.
Of course,
the
of course,
we got to take a comp day
Here's
the following
the key.
Week.
If we'll we that work Friday. That day, you get two off days in exchange for working an off day.
Is it two?
Yeah,
I've never worked
Where's
anywhere that?
That
gave you 2-for-1 comp days.
Yeah, if you work on a company holiday, you get another day off if you're a salaried employee.
Another day off.
Wow.
No. So you get that two. Day plus you get another day. So, like, if we were to come in here and work on Labor Day, right,
yeah.
after college
yeah.
football.
I get 2 days off
you
later?
You get 2 days off later for that.
So, we came in Monday on President's Day and worked after the Super Bowl, but say we could take Thursday and Friday off?
Well, yeah I wouldn't do it that like
week.
That.
No, I'm just saying.
We could add it to our summer schedule. Yeah, we could.
I was unaware of that in the Beasley Media employee workbook.
It's the fine print.
I would have been working every Labor Day. I mean, it's football season.
Problem is you have to use it by the end of the year. So Labor Day, we really don't have a lot of spots where you can use it.
Screwing the man.
We stood next to the Coldplay. Said it was my anniversary weekend, too, but I could have answered those questions. Okay. Your wife's very lovely. Valentine's Day Super Bowl, Biofree says, would be awesome. The old lady is a Chiefs fan, so you guys know I'll have a great night. Both days, great night. The whole Valentine's Day ain't going to work if you're married. if you're married to a Puerto Rican woman, they want both days.
Really?
Well, I think every woman wants that.
I think that's asking too much. It's the Super Bowl. You know what?
Hopefully we won't. Hopefully
I should just stop talking.
Moved.
It's time to take a break.
Yeah, you're already in for $1,000 of headphones.
All right, game one of the World Series tonight. We will have coverage starting at 7:30 with the first pitch at 8 o'clock, 8:08 exactly, between the Rays and the Dodgers.
8:11.
Well, it says 8:08 here. Is that 8:11?
It's 8:11.
Who's the...
Dan Schulman, Chris Singleton, and Jessica Mendoza.
Who's the home team?
The Dodgers.
Dodgers is the better, higher seed.
So
highest winning percentage in a World Series matchup in like 100 years.
Yeah, wow. Well, if you're smart.
So Clayton Kershaw will be pitching at 8:11.
Yeah.
He'll be out of the game by 9:15.
No pitcher in this series. First of all, no pitcher for both teams. A starter has thrown over 100 pitches except for Morton, who had 105 in one game. So don't expect a lot of pitchers to go past 5 innings.
Okay. I don't expect Kershaw to see the lineup 3 times.
Correct.
I think Roberts lets him get through it twice and
Maybe.
Then pulls him.
All right.
So that's all tonight. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
On this day in history, October 20th, here's what happened. We mentioned birthdays earlier. Snoop Dogg was born, so was Tom Petty. Mickey Mantle in 1931. 1953, Keith Hernandez. I despise Keith Hernandez.
I loathe Keith Hernandez.
Here's Dave Craig, 1958. Herman Moore, actually my favorite Lions receiver, not Calvin Johnson. Herman Moore, 1969.
Virginia, right?
It was Virginia or Virginia? I think it was Virginia.
Yeah,
it was. 1910, we had the first corked centered baseball used in a World Series. It was a live ball back in 1910, let me tell you. 1947, the first radio rights to the World Series sell for $475,000 for a 3-year period.
Wow.
1963, Jim Brown sets an NFL single season rushing record to 1,863 yards. I believe that was in 14 games. Yes. 1976, the New York Jets, and here's how it is written. The New York Nets. Sold Dr. J to the 76ers.
Yeah.
That language could not be used today, of course. And 1992, the first World Series outside the United States in Toronto, Blue Jays and Braves. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, how about this? Top percentage of touchdown passes to incompletions this season. This is in college. At the top is Kyler Trask, 14 touchdowns to 29 incompletions.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones of Alabama, 12 touchdowns, 25 incompletions. BYU's Zach Wilson, 12 to 29.
That kid is good.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Coastal's Grayson McCall, very good also, 11
McCall!
to 28. Clemson's Trevor Lawrence, 15-40. And OU's Spencer Rattler, another Bo Nix type name, 13-37.
Wow.
That's a Bo Nix type name. He's better than Bo Nix.
Yes, he is. Okay. Yes, he is. Yeah. That's a pretty good list.
Very good. Crystal ball, what do you got tonight on the World Series? You going in?
Yeah, going to go in 56-38-2, year to date, hovering right around 60% with my win last night. Told you to roll with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Craig Sheeman. Put your feet up. That thing was over by halftime.
Yep.
Sort of, yeah.
No, it was over by halftime.
Oh, the Cardinals. Yeah,
The Cardinals game, yes. The Cardinals game, over by halftime. Tonight, we will take the over 7.5 in the World Series.
Okay.
Ooh.
Very good. So
I actually think the Dodgers probably get that by themselves, which is not good for Tampa.
We'll see. If Glasnow doesn't give up any home runs.
He's given up how many in this postseason? Six?
And 19 in the third.
Yeah, not a great.
But he's also been pretty good, but we'll see.
All right, prop bet, 4.5 home runs tonight, over or under. It's going to be more, right? Long ball.
I don't know. I don't know what Kershaw's going to come up. Show up. Bad playoff Kershaw or
over.
Decent playoff Kershaw.
Home runs now. 4.5.
No, I'll say just under. I'd say 4.
Okay. See? I'll see how under. I did that? I'm like Vegas. I'm setting lines that make you think. That's exactly what they do. And thought about making 3, but yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I like to see the Rays win.
I would take them tonight on the money line at plus 130. Yeah. Absolutely.
For my purposes, that does nothing, though. I keep my record.
Well, no, but that's – I understand.
And I'm not going to give out a big favorite in this place.
No, absolutely not. No.
You go minus 110 here, and that's what we do.
Dodgers and Rays, a couple teams I've seen them both play at their home ballparks, but they're not at home. They're in the Arlington or wherever it is, Texas.
Yeah, somebody asked earlier, they're trying to replicate a bubble or as close as possible to a bubble.
Yeah. So that's why. And allowing fans. So we'll have, what did you say, about 11,000, 10,500 fans?
11,500 tonight.
Tickets still available for $240 if you want to squeeze in. I thought I read that they were sold out, but maybe not.
They're close. There's a few seats left. I mean, 11,500. Although it looked better than I thought it was going to look for.
It's a normal Rays game.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord, it is. That's a packed. That's a packed race.
Probably a little more than
that. Really stinks that they're not playing locally. I mean, can you imagine the businesses that lost money on the Lightning and the Tampa Bay Rays,
particularly the Lightning down there by Amalie in the water. Yeah,
COVID, Pete. COVID.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe make money, but then everybody gets the COVID.
Yeah,
that's no good.
The COVID.
What?
Sound old when you say the COVID?
I do.
You do.
Just gotta say the COVID-19.
The vid.
It's COVID.
Man, did you get the vid?
The Rona.
Rona? Does that sound cool? Am I supposed to sound cool when I say Corona like versus corona? COVID?
Well, no. The COVID just sounds old, like the Nike shoes. No, they're just Nike shoes.
People that say the COVID are old enough to have gone actually naked to gym class for swimming.
Yeah, I don't want to get back into that.
Okay, for Chris, for Pete Shepherd, I'm Craig Sheeman. Frankly, kudos to me again and again. Good night, everybody. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.